This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Throughout the last few years, the Biden administration has been pushing several programs meant to make it easier for business owners to get loans, in particular, business owners of color. Many of the programs are aimed at making more funding available for community banks and credit unions that serve underprivileged groups. That said, the overall lending environment has tightened up over the last couple of years. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, that's made it especially hard for people of color to get the funding they need for their businesses.
As an accountant that works with small businesses, Nicole Davis, the owner of the Atlanta-based Butler Davis Tax and Accounting, says her Black business owner clients typically have a harder time qualifying for loans, often because of wealth.
People of color, we just didn't have the assets or resources that were passed from generation to generation to kind of lift up our businesses.
People with less wealth are having an even harder time affording loans now because of rising interest rates. And that can be a challenge for lenders like Carver Financial Corporation in Alabama and Georgia, which focuses on lending to underprivileged groups. Robert James II is the CEO.
We're taking additional risk because we're making loans into lower wealth communities.
So James has been tapping federal programs, including the Emergency Capital Investment Program and the State Small Business Credit Initiative. Those are designed to reduce risk for lenders like him by providing a bigger pool of money to lend out.
So that we can confidently extend it in a situation where it might be a little shakier with the borrower in terms of their ability to repay.
Thing is, interest rates are still high. Brett Theodos with the Urban Institute says while these programs can help business owners get loans, they can't necessarily make them more affordable.
Almost all of them are working in a way that helps mitigate risk, not in a way that fundamentally drives down interest rate costs and debt burdens.
Theodos says the government could help to buy down interest rates, but Congress would have to sign off. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.